So I calling tonight shir the Musar Shel Pesach, the ethical lessons that we can learn from Pesach. After all, there's just so much that women do, women did, and women continue to do to make Pesach Pesach. And of course, the criminal element prior to Pesach is identified as chametz. We're going to find out why, what that really means. Why do we make such a big effort to remove the chametz, and what does it really represent? We're going to be talking a lot about that. So the main sefer that I'm going to be using, if you look through the two pages, is one of the Rishonim, and it's from the Sefer Kata Kemach, Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, who lived in the 1300s, literally 1255 to 1340, in Saragossa, Spain. And he was a Talmud of the Rashba. So he's a very important Rishon, and he's considered to be one of the greatest of the Spanish exegetes, one of the greatest of the Spanish commentators. It's very interesting, I thought, that he's a Talmud of the Rashba, and the Rashba was one of the preeminent Talmudists of all of Jewish history. And yet, while he was trained in that way, he himself, in a sense, I guess you could say, danced to his own drummer, and he decided to make Tanakh his ballywick. That's a call to him. So I think that there's a certain amount of Musar just in that. You know, we have to recognize everyone's inclinations, as long as they're healthy and good ones, and support them on their path toward understanding. All right, so let's begin. The very, very first source we're going to look at is from Bereshit Rabbah, going all the way back to Parshat Lech Lecha. Okay? It says, Rav Amar, Rav said, Lo natnu ha-mitzvah, the mitzvah were not given, Elo litzaref bahem et habriot, except for one purpose, to purify people. In other words, if you're looking for what I would call the big idea of the big idea about mitzvot, so the big idea of all the mitzvot is to purify us. Litzaref is a word that's used to separate the dross from gold or silver. Okay? And so what you're left behind with is close to 24 karat gold and so forth. You take out all the impurities. So Rav is saying here in the Medrash that the Torah was given for one purpose, and that was to remove the impurities from human beings. All right? And what's his proof? V'chi ma ikpat lei l'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Do you think it really mattered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? L'mi sheshochet min ha-tzavur, o mi sheshochet min ha-orev. Do you think it really mattered, per se, whether shechita would be done on the neck, or shechita would be done on the back of the neck? Right? Am kishay orev. Do you think that really matters? Okay, either way, the animal's going to die. But why then do we have that rule that it has to be on the tzavor, and it has to also be with all the associated halachot? You know, Hilchot Shechita, I can only tell you when I did it for Yoredeya, which they don't do anymore, they don't do Shechita anymore. When I did it for Yoredeya, it was certainly enough for two examinations, and then some. It's very complex. So, do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, in quotation marks, really cared? No. Havi lo natnu ha-mitzvah, but that comes to really show us that the reason for all the punctiliousness when it comes to shechita, and it can only have been from the tzavor, from the neck, okay, the only reason was because mitzvot were given l'tzarefahem et habriyot, to purify us, to keep us separate, to keep us different from everyone else in the world. Okay. With that as the preamble, go ahead.
Mitzvahs, common sense.
So what you're talking about would be the group of mitzvah called the Mishpatim. In broad terms, you have mishpatim and you have chukim. Okay? So why this is kosher, that isn't kosher, that's a chok. Okay? That one really ought not to murder, that's a famous mishpat. Okay? So it's true. If you look at the vast majority of mishpatim, any, in quotation marks, normal society, whatever that is in the 21st century, okay, any normal society should have these laws that would, you know, that would be in effect. So, for example, let's go all the way back to the time the Torah is given. So most authorities agree, most of the archaeologists and so forth agree, that the Exodus was approximately 1210 BCE, 1210 years before the year zero. Okay, at that time, the Code of Hammurabi was in effect as well throughout most of the Middle East. Okay, and if you look at the Code of Hammurabi and you look at Parshat Mishpatim, you'll see a great number of similarities, great number of parallels. But as Rabbi Dr. Menachem Breyer, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, taught me when I was in graduate school, which is where all this material is coming from, just like that. I didn't forget it. Okay. As he taught the class, said, what's important is not the parallels, because the parallels are going to be very universal. Okay? Is it a society with slaves? So there's going to be laws about slaves. Is it a society about wives? There'll be laws about wives, so forth. So he said, it's not, it, don't look at the similarities, but really look at the differences. Okay? So for example, within the Hammurabi Code, ayin tachat ayin, lex talionis, you know, an eye for an eye, okay, is taken quite literally. And in other words, somebody puts out someone's eye, then the punishment is the other person's eye is put out. For real. Okay? So although there's laws of injuries in both codes, ours, our outcomes are very different than their outcomes. That's a very good question, though. Okay. So with everything that we've said, let's look now at Sefer Kara Kemach. Again, this is by Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher. Okay, the Talmud of the Rashba. And here's what he says. Gama hefresh shehifrisha Torah. Also the distinction that the Torah makes bein hama'achalim hamutarim, between the foods that we may eat v'ha'asurim, and those foods that we may not eat, hakol, again, it's the theme that we saw in the Medrash, hakol etzaref hem hanefesh hamaskelet. All of this is to purify the rational soul. Maskelet is like the word sechel, okay? Something that's in short supply in the world in which we live, okay? So, but this is what it is. The reason why we have some foods you may eat and some foods you may not eat is not because physically, but it's really spiritually. It's hanefesh hamaskelet, the spiritual aspect of man's ability to think and understand. Shaharei ha-mitzvot chayei ha-guf v'ha-nefesh hein. Because mitzvot, okay, while a moment ago we distinguished between mishpatim and chukim, so the Sefer Kara Kemach is differentiating between those mitzvot that deal with the life of the body and those mitzvot that are specifically spiritual in nature. Okay. Now you'll notice this is heavily edited, okay, because I really knew that we'd be time limited, and I wanted to stay focused and not be taken sort of sense off the track. So there's a, you know, three dots here, and we continue. V'amachalim sha'asra Torah heim mazikim et haguf. So it's interesting. Many of those foods that the Torah actually proscribes have deleterious or negative properties on the physical level. Umolidim, but more so, okay, whether or not you want to go with the idea that those foods do or don't have deleterious effects, okay, because, for example, the Ramban says, well, we see non-Jews all the time, and they eat everything under the sun, and they're pretty healthy. So if you want to leave that out, here's the key though. Umolidin benefesh achzari ut. Because what happens really from the non-kosher food, and this, you know, is obviously not empirically verifiable per se, okay, like the number of calories in a cookie or something. But what the kind of Kemach is saying is that it causes to enter into the soul of a person, achzariut, which means obduracy, viciousness, and so forth. It's an interesting idea. Certainly within Jewish history, it's difficult to deny that. Okay, whether you want to go back to the Middle Ages, you want to go back to the pogroms, you want to go back to the Crusades, you want to go back to the Holocaust. There's something there.
I'm sorry, it causes...
It causes spiritual destruction, okay? And it causes man, in the sense of man and, you know, mankind, to become bitter and obdurate and to be, to lack rachmanut, basically. Achzariut is the opposite of rachmanut. Okay? And one of the unique qualities of the Jewish people, as I think we all would agree, is our rachmanut.
So the lack of sensitivity.
Okay. Yes. In fact, it's very interesting. Today, I was learning with one of my chavrutot, a very fascinating shiloh for Pesach. Fits in beautifully to what we're saying here. Very, 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 very quickly, the shiloh was, a person finds a wild animal, a Jewish person, and it's during Pesach. And he feels badly that the wild animal doesn't have enough food, doesn't look too good. So may he, on Pesach, hire a non-Jew to feed the animal, even if it's going to be chametz, or not. Okay, so the actual legalism of the question, I didn't think was as fascinating as the motivational force, which was, here's a wild animal, okay, and what the Jew is concerned about is even the wild animal. Oh, it's a nebuch. This poor Tzar Baal HaChaim. Now, by the way, it's not even Tzar Baal HaChaim because he doesn't own it. It's a wild animal. But it just, his heart goes out. So there's a famous Gemara in Yevamot. I apologize. I think it's Daf Ayin Tet. I'm not 100% sure. But it says one of the litmus tests for whether someone is Jewish or not is a sensitivity. So these non-kosher foods remove the sensitivity, remove the and create an obduracy, a thickness of the heart, if you will. V'techuna ra'ah. Okay, and a being that is evil. Why? L'fi sheheim gasei hateva. Because these foods cause an arrogance within a person's being. Interesting idea. Okay? V'rabe halecha. And it causes an extra amount, of all things, of saliva. So in other words, what's basically happening is that for our purposes, these foods change the persona of the individual who eats them. So they become inured to the needs of others. So again, so why do we avoid all of that? And you'll see how this fits into the whole Chametz piece in just a moment. Klomar, letzarev behem ha-nefesh ha-maskelet. Again, if you're looking for one of the key ideas here, is that the reason we avoid all those foods, whether it's pork, lobster, shrimp, whatever it might be, the reason we avoid all of that is we want to purify our intellectual soul, our beings. Because in what way do we most imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as human beings? Through our thoughts and our ability to think, and our ability to think that leads us ultimately to the spiritual level. Okay? So, Shola Yargilenna Adam Bederach Achzariut. So, a person avoids all these foods, and the Torah proscribes all these foods, right? So that we don't become bitter and vicious, but rather What path do we go on? The Derech Rachmanut, the path of mercy and kindness. Now, some of you may say, well, what's that have to do with chametz? You ready? And here we begin to slowly see what's going on. Gam isur chametz bePesach min hata'am hazeh hu. You're looking for the meta picture, all right? Because look, we're so careful about the crevices and the cracks and removing this and removing that, and do I have to go behind the refrigerator? Do I have to move the stove and so forth? All of which is important. Don't think for a moment that I'm saying it's not. As I said earlier, without the heroic women, both leaving Egypt and having Pesach year after year, without you guys, there wouldn't be Pesach the way we know it. Right? But if you're looking for what's behind that, what's the, in other words, if you're going to look on a hierarchy, you're going to look on a sort of a chart, you know, what's above those acts of searching and removing and so forth? Says the Kara Kemach, it's the idea that Kedei Litzaref Nefesh Hamaskelet, in order to purify the thinking soul. That's why we have a prohibition of chametz. Aye, it's only 7 days, but again, it's unique, and we're going to see how in a minute. Now, so one, if I were you, over Kedei Litzaref Nefesh Hamaskelet, I'd put the number one. That's one reason for the Isur of chametz. And two, the Likboa Belev, and to, by all this involvement with the chametz and the removal of the chametz and so forth, it's coming to establish within the mind and within the heart emunat Hashem yitbarach, a faith, a deep-seated faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, how so? Because when we remove the chametz, what are we doing? We're focused on zikaron hanifla'ot. We're focused on remembering the wonders and miracles, hanichlot, that were incorporated, the Yetziat Mitzrayim, into the Exodus experience. So in a very real way, when you are putting your hearts and souls into cleaning for Pesach, and hopefully your spouse joins you and so on and so forth, but let's face it, we don't know where the butter is in the refrigerator, okay? Let alone the real way to clean for Pesach. I'm being honest with you, and you all giggle because it's true, okay?
But unfortunately, how many women, how many families go away, how many children of today's day have no idea that Pesach means going out, buying your clothes to go to the hotel?
Okay,
unfortunately,
look what they're missing. Look what they're missing, because if when you're cleaning for Pesach and you're removing the chametz, you focus on what's going on, that level above, it becomes a whole new experience. You're not just removing chametz, you're changing yourself through the removal of the chametz. You're focused on belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're purifying your soul. Now, I know it doesn't feel that way at 1 o'clock in the morning when you've used your last Brillo pad. I know it doesn't. But maybe now it will. Maybe if you just could think about it, it'll have a new meaning. It's very, very, very deep. Okay? Now, he continues. V'china eser lanu echametz lezikaron. And then there's the practical level. Okay? So, why altogether is chametz proscribed? Right? Because it can't be, right? Because, quote unquote, it makes Hashem feel good. Because we already saw the Medrash. He doesn't care, per se. I mean, if you created the entire cosmos, okay, are you really going to care if, you know, about specks of chametz? But the answer is yes. We care, because we're demonstrating something very important. So again, there's a third idea. In other words, why is chametz prescribed? To purify ourselves. Two, to build up the emunah, right? And you're only going to get it by the work, by the labor, right? And thirdly, you're remembering. Shelo hispik batzekam shel avotenu lachmitz ad shenigalu. Didn't have time for the dough to rise before they were redeemed. Right? Uka pshat ha-katuv. And like the pshat of the verse. V'yofu et ha-batzek, and they baked the dough, asher hotzi'u, mimitzrayim. And what did they turn it into? Matzah. So, as you pointed out so very well, if you don't participate in all of this, you're missing it. You're missing it. Okay? You simply don't feel the same way. You know, I'll show my age. You know, in the old days, if you went to the Granite and you went to the Neveli, okay, or you went to Davidman's, Homowack, okay, it was a, you know.
What about Italy and Europe and Switzerland?
Well, yeah, Italy and India.
And Greece and Tibet
and Cambodia, yeah.
That's what it's called. Right?
How are you going to benefit? You're not. Now, you ready? So that's one level. Now we're going to see another level. Another level. Okay. Now we know, in some ways, what chametz represents and why it's proscribed. But now we're going to really focus on the big idea of all the big ideas. Okay, we're going to see a friend of ours, Rav Amram Gaon, 9th century. How many times did I quote him when we did tefillah? Must have been 10 or 12, right? So he's your friend too, I hope. 9th century. Okay? And this is a quote found, strangely enough, in Nefilat Apayim. What's Nefilat Apayim? Tachanun. Okay? Usually, women do not do this. Doesn't mean you can't, but quite often women don't. Okay? But of all places to find this, here's where it is. Now, what Rav Amram is basing himself on are two Gemaras. One's in the Rishalmi, and one's in the Bavli. Okay? First source is the Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi closes in the 4th century. The Bavli closes in the 6th century. Where was Rav Amram? He was in Bavel. Which one would he have had greater familiarity with? Obviously, the Babylonian Talmud. So what he's about to say is very similar to that. So, when you're doing Nefilat Apayim, and when you're doing Tachanun, you're doing supplication, so in the yeshivot of Bavel, here's what they would say. Ribon ka'olamim, master of the cosmos. Okay? Galui v'yadua lefanecha, it is revealed and well known before you. Shirotzoni la'asot ritzonecha, that I really want to be, in our language of today, I really want to be a good guy. Or I want to be a good woman. You ready? This is going to knock your socks off. Aval so'or should be Isa ma'akev. But the so'or in the dough prevents me from doing that. What is so'or? So'or is like super chametz. It's the dried out form of chametz that is
concentrated.
It's so enriched with the bacteria that cause the rising, okay? It's so enriched with that that it causes other things to become chametz. So what is preventing me from doing your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So, or should be Isa Ma'akev. That's what's preventing me. In other words, chametz prevents me from being able to properly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the idea, everyone, that chametz is what? Gaiva. You've all heard that over the years. And what we're going to see tonight is that chametz is the Yetzer Hara. So there's a whole other level that goes on when we stay away from chametz and we remove chametz. Because it isn't enough, and we're going to see this played out tonight, it isn't enough to remove the chametz from our homes. But where do we have to remove it from? Our hearts, our essence, our being. And look what he says. Yehirot zon lefanecha Hashem elo kai. May it be the will before you, Hashem, my God, should tash mid, that you destroy, v'tachniya, and you bring low, v'tarachik, and you distance, yetzer hara mimeni. So here it is, guys. It's explicit. I could behave if it wasn't for the chametz. Dot, 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 dot. Hashem, remove the Yetzirah from me. Be my bodek, right? It's not just the name of vegetables in the store in the five towns. Instead, be my bodek. Search out. Help me search out my Yetzirah. V'tash bilehu, and toss it on the ground. V'tachniyehu, bring it low. V'tarchikehu, and help us distance ourselves. Right? From all of the many, 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 many different organs should be that I have within me. And don't allow the Yetzihara, the Isa, right? The Seor Shebe Isa, don't allow it to trip me up. And in case you had any questions, look what he says. Ella, ten believe be. But place within me Yetzer Tov. Remove the Yetzahara. Place within me the Yetzer Tov. Right? The Chaver Tov. And so to speak, metaphorically, a good friend. What's a good friend do? Lishmor Chukecha. Okay? To guard your Torah. V'la'avdecha. And to serve you. V'la'atzor Ritzonecha. And to perform your will. Belevav shalem, with a total complete heart. Now, is that a fascinating take on chametz?
Why are there only 7 days out of the year? The rest of the year we don't have to do this?
Okay, you ready? You raise a dynamite question. You raise a dynamite question. So, shamati from Rav Moshe David Tendler in 1978. Before Pesach in 1978. Obviously, did it make an impression on me? Yeah. Okay. Here's what Rav Tendler said. He said, what's going on? What's this whole Pesach Chametz matrix? What's this connection? And he said, you think it's about 7 days? You think it's about 7 days? No. It's about the rest of your life. And every day of your life. Because the message is remove Ga'ava, Gaiva, and the Yetzahara, Achzariyut, every midah that causes us to be other than what we can be. To borrow the old, you know, ad from the army. Be all that you can be. Okay? That's Tzivakot Hashem. Right? Join the army of Hashem. Anything that prevents us from doing that, that's what we're removing on Pesach. But we're people. Okay? I can't walk around, even if I'm the greatest philosopher in the world, 24/7. I can't walk around thinking, why did Hashem create that ant? Okay? Because you know how long that's going to last. How long is that going to last? Even if you're the greatest philosopher in the world. So maybe if you're really OCD, right? Not literally OCD, but mentally OCD. So maybe you'll work on it for an hour. And then after that, the sun's going to come in. Well, why is there a sun? Right? You're not going to stay focused. But when we do something physical, then we can stay focused. So it's those 7 days that are leading up for the rest of the entire year. What I also call, and you've heard me say this, the Yom Kippur effect. So doctors in Israel call it the Yom Kippur effect, in that Motzi Yom Kippur, many, many babies are born. Okay, because women were fasting. I mean, it's actually a medical idea. I look at it from the spiritual perspective, is that I always wonder, how long am I going to get from Yom Kippur until I go, oops, I didn't want to do that. Am I going to make it to Hoshana Rabbah? Go team. Am I going to make it to Hanukkah? Yes. Okay, because I want the Yom Kippur experience not to be left, right, at the end when we sound the shofar, but I want to take it with me.
How many people feel that way after Pesach? Okay, good pizza, you know, it's like...
Right.
Switch over the kitchen as fast as possible. Nobody wants to stay in that.
Well, David's pizza's open like an hour after Pesach.
You can't get
to the place. I'm saying nobody wants to stay in that.
I was in Gorbachev today.
I'm not telling you not to eat chametz when you're allowed to. What I'm telling you is that take the spiritual message with you. Yeah.
I was going back to that today. The guy was doing something by the freezer case. I said, what don't you have in this freezer case? Do you have bread? He said, yes. There were hamburger rolls and frankfurter rolls, all nicht gebracht. Something's missing there.
Right. Well, again, it's interesting. Rav Tendler said the same thing. You know, I mean, he said, you know, with all the various foods and all the fake foods, do we really need fake shrimp and all of this? Is that what we really need? Or can't we just embrace who we are, what we are, and not say, oh, they eat it, must be really good.
I mean, sushi is, now you don't have a fancy affair without sushi.
What? I thought it was from Har Sinai.
Okay. It's very hard to teach about Pesach what you cannot eat, because everything is there.
Yeah.
Now.
You can't say you can't have bagels. There are bagels.
I understand.
You can't have pizza. There's pizza.
Right. So that's why, by the way, we have to re-emphasize the spiritual side. Because what it looks like and what it is are two different things. And that's also a very key message. I'm not saying it's easy. But now you're going to be able to go out from the shir tonight. You'll have some tools to talk about. With your family, with your friends, etc.
Your kids are going to listen, right?
Well, they're teenagers. You know, you never know.
But that's power. That's what we have. That's, you know, that's, well, on a totally different level. That's that. There's no, you know, we grew up with an Erev. There's no, you know, no one has any clue about an Erev on Shabbos.
Correct.
I used to teach a song by carrying on Shabbos. You can't teach that song anymore.
Right.
Not around here, certainly.
Why not? Okay, so let's continue. The bottom, where it says, "Umina yedua." This is again back to the Sefer Kara Kemach. "Umina yedua be isur hametz." Okay, and again, this is going to underline this idea, and it's well known when it comes to the prohibition of chametz. Why? Sheyesh bo remez leyetzahara. He says it explicitly. Okay, it has this idea of the yetzahara. Again, going back to those early Gemarot that I mentioned that were already summarized by Rav Amram Gaon. Va'adam chayiv. Okay, now here's the musar. Here's why I wanted to share with you. Va'adam chayav lahagbir yetzer tov al yetzahara. Okay, not to destroy the yetzahara. It's a famous Gemara in Brachot where Chazal davened, okay, that the yetzahara should be destroyed. Okay, guess what? It was destroyed. There was a problem.
Came back.
There were no babies born. There were no buildings built. Nobody did anything except, you know, lie around and sort of, you know, like I was sort of half joking before, why is there air? Okay. No one did anything at all. So they realized, you know what, if there's no Yetzirah, on some level, the world's going to collapse. So they davened to bring back the Yetzirah.
You need the Yetzirah to do anything.
Right. In other words, if you look all the way back to Sefer Bereshit, you see it says V'yitzar Hashem et Adam. Okay, V'yitzar. How many yuds does it have? Two. Rashi on the spot, quoting the Medrash, says you don't need two yuds in V'yitzar. One would have been quite fine, thank you.
It's written in two yuds. It's only pronounced with one yud.
Right. There's two yuds because one's the Yitzar Hatov and the other is Yitzar Hara. So from the very beginning, we were created that way. So, but the goal is not to destroy the Yetzirah because of what I said earlier, but rather to control it. And that's what the language uses. L'hagbir Yetzir Tov al Yetzirah. That your good inclination should overcome your bad inclination. V'zot kavanat ha-Torah. Okay, now this is fascinating. You're looking for the ultimate reason, in some ways, for Ta'aniyot, for the fast days. The fast days are not designed any of the fast days are not designed so that at 3 o'clock in the morning, in the afternoon, you sit there and go, Gewalt, I have a terrible headache, I wish I had coffee. That's not what they're about. But rather, the message of the fast days and of tefillah and of tzedakah, they're supposed to be on-ramps, says the Kara Kemach, to teach us the Yetzer Tov has to overcome the Yetzer Hara. V'zehu ikar ha-peirush b'pasuk. And that's, listen to how he reads this. This is what's going on in the pasuk in Mishlei. Yodea tzadik nefesh behem tov. The tzaddik knows the soul of his animal. What? Every tzaddik is Dr. Doolittle? Is that what we're saying? No. Klomar, nefesh habehemit shalo. Every tzaddik knows that there's a nefesh elokit, there's a godly soul within him, and there's an animal soul within him. Okay? And what does the tzaddik do? Mishabera machnia ota. The tzaddik, and everybody can be a tzaddik in this sense to a certain degree. Tzaddik brings low and breaks the power of the Yetzer Hara. Okay? And now he quotes the Gemara that we said earlier and Rav Amram. V'chein amru b'feirush. They said it explicitly. Galui v'yadu l'fanecha shirotzoni l'asad ritzonecha. God, you know what I really want to do. I want to keep your will. Umi ma'akev? What's preventing me from keeping your will? Sa'or shavi isa, the super chametz that's in the dough. And again, he says, klomar, yetzahara, we're talking about the yetzahara, shehim shilu yetzahara, l'sa'or. The Chazal said the yetzahara was really what was meant when we're talking about sa'or. Okay? Let's go weiter. The last page is going to go very quickly because I broke it down for heuristic, for teaching purposes, so ideas would stick with you. Okay? But it was really one line originally. V'al zeh amra Torah, and on this the Torah says, lo yira'eh, there should not be seen, v'lo yimatzeh, there should not be found. What does this mean? So this goes with what you asked earlier. Look how brilliant this is. Lo yira'e b'maaseh. There should not be seen within your actions. V'lo yimatzeh b'machshava. What should not be seen? The Yitzhara. Elishe yivatlenu b'leiv. You should do bitul b'leiv. And what's one of the things we do regarding chametz? Bitul b'leiv. Okay? And that's what we have now. Ulefi. Shehamitzvot shlosha chalakim. The mitzvot, in broad terms, can be broken down into three sections. Right? Says the Kad HaKemach. One, we mitzvot hapeh, those mitzvot that we do through speaking. Mitzvot halev, those that we do for thinking, and that have perhaps an emotive component. V'hama'aseh, and those mitzvot that we do through action. Okay? Kumo shekatuv, like it's written in Sefer Devarim, and this is an exact quote. Look how fascinating it is. Beficha, you're going to keep the Torah how? Through your peh. U'bilvavecha, through your mind and your heart. La'asoto, and through actions. Okay? So here's what he says. Ba'ahat Torah levat lo belev. What do we need to do? We need to bevatel chametz in our hearts. Keneged ha-mitzvot ha-tliot b'leiv. Look how beautiful this works out. Uba'ah ha-kabbalah, which means, and Chazal came along, leva'aro min ha-bayit, to remove it from the house. Be'ur chametz is to remove it from your possession, because a house doesn't just mean your house, it means wherever it is. So let's say you're Neil Armstrong, but your real name was Neil Armstrong Witz, okay? And you're in outer space and you left a sandwich up there. You still have to be mevatel it, okay? It doesn't matter where it is. Okay, ol sarfo, or burn it up. Keneged mitzvot hama'aseh, okay? And then last but not least, v'lomar kol chamira, and what's that about? Mitzvot hapeh.
Okay? You're reading this as mitzvah, which it is. But of course, he matzos.
Say again.
The word mem satay vav samach could be matzos. In other words,
easily.
We can be saying matzah, can be doing all these things like the mitzvah does. The matzah can be doing
right.
What the mitzvah
so
does.
The matzot in this sense, now this is a very Musar Hasidic Kabbalistic way. But think about what we've said so far, and I think you're going to walk away with a really interesting thought. This just came to me when you asked your question. If Chametz represents the Yetzirah, what does Matzah represent?
Mitzvah.
The Yetzirah Tov.
And what you're reading here, HaTorah B'Lev K'Negin HaMatzos HaTulim B'Lev.
Yep, could be there. Well, that's
I know
it.
It's not. I know you're,
correct, but you have to read it as Mitzvah.
With that Nekutos, it could be Matzos.
100%.
That's why he needs
it. Okay? It's very good, and that's why I came on to what I said. So very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And all of this is, if you think about it, all these ways of getting rid of the chametz, kedei shiit kayamenu shloshal chalkeha mitzvah be yisra chametz. Okay? Now, the big conclusion. V'ha lamadata shi yisra chametz kolel kol ha-mitzvot. And that's what we said earlier. Okay, I think one of you said, I don't understand, it's only there for 7 days. But here, okay, here's what the idea is, and that's why it's underlined and it's bolded and everything else. The Iser of Chametz incorporates all of the mitzvot. Now that's an idea to share this year at the Pesach table, at least the second night when you're awake, right? That's an idea to share. It's very powerful. So the Iser of Chametz incorporates all the mitzvot. Why? Why? Because it's the Yetzer. And everything we do, as we started the night with, it's Letzaref et ha-nefesh ha-maskelet, to purify our thinking soul. And now he goes on and he says, V'kevan sha-chametz yesh bo remez li-yetzer. He's hitting you over the head, by the way. If you didn't get it the first time, the second time, the third time, here it is again. Mikan yesh lanu remez. Here we have a hint. Shikashem sha'anu mitzuvim levatel hachametz b'lev. Min atara, just like we have a mitzvah, to remove and nullify the chametz, right? B'lev. We do it, right? We say quietly, silently. In other words, even if I can't talk, I could still be mevatel hachametz in my mind. So kach anu chayvim levatel yetzahara me'alev. So too, we have the obligation to nullify, to destroy the yetzahara from our hearts. Fascinating. V'shelo yimshal banu. It should not rule over us. And that's what that is symbolically what the Torah meant when it said, tashbitu, you will remove the chametz. Okay, v'darshu chazal. And chazal learned homiletically, dahainu, bitul belev, that you have to destroy it. Why? Well, this goes all the way back to Sefer Bereshit. So much of Jewish thought does. Ki yetzer lev ha'adam ra menu'urav, which all of us have raised children. Many of us are busy in some ways raising grandchildren. And we know that if we don't guide our children, our grandchildren in the proper path, Vezemir. We know what can happen. Okay? Ukashem Shaba'ah HaKabbalah Leva'er HaChametz, and just like we have to do Be'or Chametz, physical removal, Levivdok HaBayit B'chorim V'Sadikim, to look in all the crevices and cracks, so you already know what's going to come now. Kach Anu Chayavim L'Chapes V'Levdok Chedrei Batent. We have to look into our innermost being, v'haklaliot, and symbolically our kidneys, mimach shavot, from, right, u'mehir horim ra'im, to remove bad thoughts and even bad ideas. So, in other words, we live in a world where I don't have to tell you how hard it is to separate yourself from the schmutz of society. It's very hard. Okay? It's very hard. So if it isn't images, it's language. Okay? And usually within the same form of entertainment, it's images and language. I have what I call a 3-minute rule. Okay? anytime there's a new show that maybe I want to watch, I give it 3 minutes. If it isn't improper within 3 minutes, so maybe I can give it 5 minutes, okay, 6 minutes. And usually if it lasts that long, then it's usually, you know, Goldilocks and the Three Bears or something like that. Okay,
but you don't watch the news.
Okay, you can't watch the news. It's true. So the idea is that you remove the chametz from your homes, remove the chametz from your heart, because it represents the Yetzer Hara. And he concludes with this: Ukashem shebedikat hachametz eino lo lo'ora chama. And this is beautiful, by the way. Just like you can't do the bedikah for the chametz by the light of the sun, v'lo l'or ha'lavana, nor by the light of the moon, v'lo l'or ha'avuka, and you can't use a torch, ela l'or ha'ner, or in our day and age, a flashlight, kach bedikat yitzahara eino ela l'or ha'neshama. So it's really the light of our souls that are in a constant, ongoing battle, okay, against the Yetzer Hara. Which, by the way, if you look at literature and you look at culture, unless it's a place of consummate evil, say like North Korea, okay, but if it's almost any place where there's some degree of normalcy, over and over again, what are the themes? Evil being fought by good. I don't care if it's Star Wars, I don't care if it's Star Trek, I don't care if it's Beauty and the Beast, okay? It doesn't matter what it is. It's changing a person into something better. And that's the tremendous idea. Because what does it, and with this we'll conclude, what's it to say in Pirkei Avot that's so relevant here? Eza hu gibor HaKovesh et Yitzro. The person who conquers his Yetzer Hara, that's the true powerful person. So, not to take away from Rocky Balboa or from Meriwether and all these other, you know, heroic sports figures, right? Great, wonderful sports people, okay, regardless of their personal lives. Okay, but as sports figures, yeah, they're impressive. But the idea of beating your Yetzer Hara, that's even more impressive. So my hope for all of us is that when we're involved, as you are, very extensively with removal of chametz and so forth, and me as a male slightly less so, or I can see eyebrows being raised, very much less so, okay? Okay, whatever level we're involved with, let's remember that we're just not removing physical chametz, but our goal is to really be of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to serve Him, not just 7 days of removal of chametz, but all year round. And halavai, we should have that bracha, the removal of chametz will launch us on that path to becoming better human beings. Okay.